Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 13, 2024. My name is Eloise, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Teek and John were recording the temperature for the NSCS morning announcements this week, and the temperatures each day at 8 a.m. were negative 11 degrees on Tuesday, negative 10 degrees on Wednesday, negative 14 degrees on Thursday, and negative 9 degrees on Friday. Due to the cold temperatures, the wind, we had indoor recess on Tuesday. Last week, we had 8 inches of snow on our school field, and this week, we measured only 6 inches of snow in the same area. We believe, even though we had a few days of dusting snowfall, that this reduction of snow was caused by the weight of snow compacting as it sits on the ground. In 1969, we had a record snowfall in the month of January, and we had a total of 46.8 inches. On Monday the 15th, Eloise saw multiple funnels made of sea smoke, which are also known as winter waterspouts. This natural phenomenon occurs when there is an average of 50-degree contrast between the air and water temperature. This difference in temperature causes steam to emit off the lake. Spinning air will cause the sea smoke to rotate, forming a winter waterspout. On Thursday, January 18th, Sawyer and Nolan went out to the school creek to measure the temperature. There was a solid covering of ice, and Sawyer had to break through it to get to the water. The thermometer didn't read any temperature above 20 degrees Fahrenheit, although it should have been higher than 32 degrees. One possible reason for the lower-than-expected temperature reading could be because the water was mostly icy slush where the reading took place. Sander saw a few chickadees, a woodpecker, and a raven on Thursday, January 18th. On Wednesday, the 17th, Miss Urban saw a black-billed magpie, which are rare in these parts. On Thursday, Miss Rose's class went out for a phonology walk, and Addie C. found bobcat prints that went from around Shelter 2 and then back into the woods. Sander saw 2 sets of deer tracks in different locations in the school forest where we had not seen tracks before. On January 17th, we had the first quarter moon. The first quarter moon rises at about midday and sets around midnight. It's also called a half moon because the sun rays illuminate about 50% of the moon's surface. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great day and be observant.